This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our provider, whose bounties and favors upon Allah, upon us, are so manifest that Quran uses the expression wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Isbag in Arabic, the closest thing for us to understand or to visualize or to create this imagery in our mind. What does it mean when Allah says asbagha alaykum? The easiest thing for us to understand is visualize torrential rainfall. If you are standing and looking at the rain droplets pouring down, it's almost impossible for you to count the rain droplets. Allah says, in exactly the same way, my bounties and my favors are raining down upon you. Zahira wa batina. Many are apparent. Wabatina, and many you are not even conscious of. The challenge, the obstacle, the goal that faces every one of us in the life of this world is for us primarily to recognize Allah. The verse of the Quran I recited in the beginning, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, خلق السماوات والأرض, the creator of the heavens, the creator of the earth, the creator of you and I, the creator of every cell in our bodies, the creator of every atom in this universe. But in that verse Allah says, وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah is the creator of darkness also, and Allah is the creator of light also. Allah's system in this world, خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ Allah says, we created you in pairs. Layman's terms understand it opposites. Day, night, hot, cold, light, darkness. When one is there, the other cannot be there. Pairs. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ So that you heed. So that you take lesson. Why? Because in reality, my respected brothers and sisters, this entire world, if you look in the light of Quran, is Allah's examination room. You and I, the purpose, the perspective of our life, inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ard zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala wa nabluukum bish-sharri wal-khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'un inna khalaqna al-insan min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi faj'alnahu samian basira few verses I recited and many verses in the Quran Allah tells us primarily the purpose and objective and perspective of this life is we are being tested. There are opposites in this world. There is darkness and there is light. The challenge facing you and I is that Allah has made this world, like I said, examination room. So primarily in this world there is darkness. Surah Yasin, which is the qalb, the heart of the Quran. This is that surah our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. He said, I wish that this surah will be in the heart of every ummati of mine. In this surah, there is one beautiful, one ajeeb verse where Allah says, Wa ayatul lahumul layl, wa ayatul lahumul layl. Naslakhu minhun nahar. Ulama explain, they say that the crux of this verse is Allah is telling us that primarily this entire universe, this entire world was covered in darkness. Naslakhu minhun nahar. Allah gives the example of when you skin an animal, you remove the skin to get to the flesh. Allah says in the same way, in the Arabic language, the word to skin is salkh. Naslakhu minhun nahar. Allah says, from the darkness we extracted the light. So darkness primarily, light, noor, guidance, this requires effort. In Quranic and Hadith terminology, we find darkness equates to zulm, oppression. Darkness equates to jahalat, ignorance. Light is noor. Light is ilm. Light is knowledge. Darkness prevails in this earth. And there is two types of darkness. One is what we call external darkness. Like tonight it is dark. Nighttime it is dark. Allah Ta'ala has put primarily in this world darkness. Scientifically also this is supported. They say this entire universe is so vast, we can't even imagine what a vast universe Allah has created. They say in only 3%, scientists say only 3% of the universe has noor and light. 3 to 5%. 95% is what we call dark matter, dark energy. What is going on there, they have absolutely no idea. How vast is this 3% in which there is light? Light travels at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers a second is what they call the speed of light. Something that is moving at that speed in 1 year will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. So light in 1 year covers a distance of 9.4 trillion kilometers. How vast is 3% of the atmosphere or 3% of the environment or 3% of the universe that they can see where there is a little bit of light? How vast is this? How big a space is this? Not my intention to go into an astrology lesson and confuse everyone. Because scientists, mashallah, are very good at that, confusing you. But just to put it in simple terms, if something is moving at this speed of light, in other words, in 1 year, it covers a distance of 9.4 trillion kilometers. It starts from one side of this universe. Just this 3% for it to cover it, they estimate, will take 93 billion light years. 93 billion light years just to cover 3 to 5% of the universe which Allah has created. The rest, dark matter, dark energy, they have no idea what is going on there. In just this 3 to 5%, how many stars Allah has created? They say 7 sextillion stars. Again, fancy terms. What is sextillion? Take the number 7, put 23 zeros in front of it. You want to make it even more simpler? They say number of grains of sand on the earth. Multiply 10 times is the number of stars that Allah has created. Even more simple, they say if 1 second, 1 second is taken to name each star, which is found in 3% of the universe, 1 second taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. And the sun is one star in these millions and billions and trillions of stars. The sun is one star. 1,394,000 kilometers is the circumference of the sun. 1.3 million Earths will fit in the sun. One star. What is happening in that sun? Sun is shahkar, an invitation for you and I. Understand the qudrat and the power of Allah. Whole nations, whole industries, whole economies today in this world are running behind what? Harnessing nuclear energy. Nuclear energy. Who's got a nuclear bomb? Who's got a nuclear arsenal? That is primarily the concern. Now they are harnessing nuclear energy to produce energy for lights, for electricity, etc. Allah's one powerhouse, the sun, one star. It is said every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. Just this conversion, chemical reaction that is happening every second causes energy to be given off. How much energy? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Yet, we've never heard the sun ran out of energy, some pipe is blocked, needs petrol, needs a vacation. Millions and billions of years was shamsu tajri limustaqarr laha dhalika taqdirul azizil alim wal qamara qaddarnahu manazil hatta aada kal urjunil qadim la shamsu yanbaghi laha an tudrikal qamar wal laylu sabiqun nahar kullun fi falaki yasbahun. That is just also Surah Yasin, few verses I recited. Like that, throughout Quran, Allah tells us, سَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. Many verses throughout Quran. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على الأرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره. Sun, moon. Throughout Quran, Allah tells us, why is the sun highlighted like this? Why is the moon highlighted like this? Why is the stars highlighted like this in the Quran? Where Allah says, we have put all this in motion. We have put all this in motion, not accidental. Not accidental. This earth is moving outwards. Sun moving outwards. The sun covers a distance of 17,280,000 kilometers every day. Yumsiku samawat wal ard antazula. Allah says the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, the earth, we have locked all of them to the command of Allah. Kullun fi falaki yasbahun. Everyone at mind-boggling speeds are swimming. Quran uses the word swimming, sabah. Kullun fi falaki yasbahun. Swimming in that orbit which we set for it. And it has been locked to the command of Allah. Coming back to what we were discussing, the sun, the moon primarily, and the stars is Allah's system to bring light in the external world. This world was covered in darkness. Our earth covered in darkness. What is the system Allah has put into place? Externally to bring light, the sun, the moon, and the stars. The question, my respected brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, our Allah, out of His mercy, out of His compassion, out of His kindness, has used these great creations of His to bring external light. What about internal light? You cannot see externally unless there is light. Switch the lights off, you can have perfect eyesight. You won't be able to see anything. Such eyes Allah has given us. Such a system Allah has put into place. I'm mentioning this because unfortunately, insan's nature, human beings' nature, Allah in the Quran in many, many places, Allah highlights this. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا أَكْفَرَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا قَتُورًا. Allah says, what is wrong with you, my slave, my banda? How ungrateful you are. How ungrateful you are. Take these eyes. These eyes, in each eye, Allah has placed 137 million receptors for light. Call it 137 million light bulbs in each eye. Each of them, 10 are connected to a cable. Connected to a nerve. Those nerves put together form a cable. This cable has 1.3 million wires. It's passing through a hole. The size of the hole is 0.25 millimeter. A cable with 1.3 million wires passes through a hole 0.25 millimeter in size. Where is this happening? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Such planning, such precision. Is the lighting good? Is it a controlled circumstance? No. Allah says, "Fi dhulumatin thalath," in three layers of darkness. At the back of the eye is the retina, surrounded by muscles. They flex. Every time an image forms, the muscles around the retina flex to clear it for the next image, enabling you and I to take 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day. 100,000 times a day these muscles are flexing. If the same muscles were placed in your foot, it's the equivalent of walking 70 to 80 kilometers per day. That's how much of work your and my eyes are doing every day. In these eyes, around the retina, there is a pool of liquid. It gets replaced 15 times every day. Who is doing that for you? Enabling these eyes to see a variation of 1 million different colors. 6, 7, 8 billion insan, they estimate, are on the surface of the earth today. The color of the eyes of no two human beings is exactly the same. Such is the extent of Allah's favor, Allah's bounty. This is one system. One system enabling you and I to see the sun, source of light, the moon, source of light, the stars, source of light, outside, inside, such eyes Allah has given us. Musa alayhi salam. I'm digressing. Unfortunately, time is very limited. And when we digress, it becomes even more difficult to keep to time. But Allah tells us, Musa alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. He says, oh my Allah, show me yourself. I want to see you. Ya Allah, I want to see you. This was Musa alayhi salam's love for Allah. He wanted to see Allah. لَن تَرَانِي. O Musa, in this world that is not possible. لَن تَرَانِي. But because of Musa alayhi salam's insistence, Allah's compassion for Musa alayhi salam, وَلَكِنْ انْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلْ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. Never mind Musa, look at the mountain. If that mountain can bear my tajalli, if that mountain can bear my tajalli, سَوْفَ تَرَانِي, soon you will see me in this world. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعْلَهُ دَكَّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَائِقًا. Tiny tajalli of Allah was directed towards that mountain. The mountain was rent asunder. The force of the explosion that occurred caused Musa alayhi salam to fall unconscious. According to some narrations, up to 40 days he remained unconscious. Tajalli of Allah. Why? Tajalli of Allah. Why? Because Allah's noor is such. Allah's noor is such. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbahu fi zujaja. Al zujajatu kaannaha kawkabun durri. Yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna. La sharqiyya wala gharbiyya. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi. Walau lam tamsashu nar. Nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. Yahdillahu li nurihi man yasha. Allah is the effulgence. Allah is the illumination. Allah is the noor. Allah is the light. Sun is Allah's creation. Moon is Allah's creation. Your and my eyes is Allah's creation. External light is Allah's creation. Internal light is Allah's creation. True light. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the noor. Allah is the light. Allah is the effulgence. Allah is the illumination of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is shining with the noor of Allah. The tragedy, the travesty that is facing you and I, the test of this life is to be guided to the noor of Allah. To connect with Allah, the ta'alluq of Allah, the relationship with Allah, shining in every direction, shining in every direction. But what is the tragedy? يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. بل ادارك علمهم في الآخرة بل هم في شك منها بل هم منها عمون. If there is any topic today, unfortunately, my respected brothers and sisters, that has become irrelevant, it is Allah. Talk about soccer, no problem. Talk about cricket, no problem. Talk about the TV, no problem. Talk about some drama, no problem. Talk about the latest fashion, no problem. Talk about motor cars, no problem. Hours and hours we prepare to talk. Frivolous, useless topics we are ready to talk. Ready to speak about, ready to immerse ourselves in. Bring the topic of Allah. Allah's greatness, Allah's power, Allah's kibriyai. And yet what did our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, no group of people will gather together in any gathering and fail to speak about Allah, but they will regret that gathering on the day of judgment. And he said that gathering is as if they have gathered around the body of a dead ass. There is no barakah, there is no noor, there is no light, there is only stench in any gathering in which the name of Allah is not found. Allah is the noor, Allah is the light, Allah is the effulgence. But like your eyesight can be perfect, if there is no external light, you will not be able to see. In exactly the same way, understand my respected brothers, Allah is the light. Everything is shining with the light of Allah. But inside something is necessary. Inside something is necessary. There is an internal light that is required that will connect you to what is external, that will take you to Allah. Guidance to Allah, like Allah has put into place, this kainat, this world, wa ayatul lahumul layl. Allah said, darkness prevail. We brought the sun, we brought the moon, we brought the stars, and we created external light, and we gave you perfect eyesight in order to appreciate this light in exactly the same way. Everything around us is shining with the nur of Allah, but for the inside to get lit up, for that connection to be found to Allah, two systems Allah has put into place. Allah lit the external world up. What will Allah light the internal world with? What will Allah light up this heart with? What is nur for this heart? Because the reality, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Like I said, our life is a test. So Allah says, every one of you was taken out. Three layers of darkness, the womb of your mothers. Every one of you was taken out. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You had absolutely no knowledge. Having no knowledge is zulmat, is darkness. Every human being was born without knowledge. La ta'lamuna shay'a. Other creations, here again I'm digressing. Other creations, whether it's an ant, whether it's a bird, whether it's an insect, whether it's even a cat or even a mouse. Every other creation, Rabbuna alladhi Ata kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. Allah says, we created everything and we gave everything complete knowledge that was necessary for it to carry out its function. Every other creation is born completely educated. A cat, after it's born, its mother doesn't have to teach it that is your sustenance. A goat doesn't have to be taught that you must eat grass. A lion doesn't have to be taught that you must eat meat. Prepare a nice pancake, lovely, beautiful smell coming out of it, present it to the lion won't even look at it. Who taught the lion? Not only every creation is born with necessary knowledge, besides insan and jinnat, not only born with necessary knowledge, it will never go against its knowledge. Take a lovely piece of steak and present it to a goat, it won't even look at it. Why? My risk and sustenance is grass only. It will only eat the grass, it will not eat the steak. Present the same thing to a lion. Lion will eat the steak, it won't eat the grass. And it will never go against its knowledge. Somebody has diabetes, for example. Doctor tells him, bhai, you know what? Sugary things no good for you. He's got diabetes. He knows my sugar level is going to go up. Present a lovely scrumptious cake or ice cream to him. What happens? He said, I'll take one extra tablet, but he'll still eat it. He will go against his knowledge. Why? Because this world is test for insan. Allah says, this is my examination room. The other creations, every creation, born with the necessary knowledge that it requires. Scientifically, I'm digressing, just to give you an example, take one creation of Allah, bees. How many bees has Allah created? They estimate there are 2 trillion bees in this world. 2 trillion bees. There are 20,000 different species of bees. What's the size of the brain of the bee? Maybe just a few strands. Just a few strands. Somebody with minimal intellect goes to a construction university and says, you know what, I want a degree, I want to sign up for a degree in construction, in engineering. They tell you, you're wasting our time. You don't make the grade. Why? You don't have sufficient mental capacity. What's the size of the brain of the bee? And yet, if you look at that hive, it is a masterpiece of construction. Computers of the world will fail to produce something like that. This question, they talk about artificial intelligence. This question was put to computers, that is there any material, if you want to store honey, If you want to store honey scientifically, they use millions of permutations to try to figure out what is the most conducive material to use to construct something to store honey. And they came to a conclusion: there is nothing more conducive than the same wax that the bee is using. Where did it get the intelligence from? And then that hive, every column of it, six-sided, hexagonal. That also, this question was put scientifically. You can make it into a triangle, make it circle, make it square. What is the most conducive? What is the most productive manner in which to store honey? Computers now, scientifically, they've come up with this conclusion after years of research that nothing more conducive than a six-sided column. Yet that bee for centuries is making it hexagonally. And then one hive, 30,000 bees working in communion. One starting that direction, one starting that direction, one starting that direction. 30,000 from different directions start producing this one hive. And yet when they finish off in the center, every six-sided compartment is exactly the same size. And there is no gap and no wasted space. Forget about the honey, forget about the pollen. I'm not even going to go into that discussion. The time is too limited. What is this? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is Rabb. Rabb of insan, Rabb of jinnat, Rabb of the birds, Rabb of the insects, Rabb of the animals. Allah says, every creation, we created it and we gave it the necessary knowledge for it to fulfill its task and mission. Not only external task and mission, inside. The noor of the heart, the noor to connect with Allah. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha. Allah says, besides insan and jinnat, every creation, we taught it its tasbih and we taught it its salah. Every creation from the heavens to the earth, besides insan and jinnat, has 100% kamil iman on Allah. And every second of its life, it is making tasbih and salah, and it is engaged in worship of Allah. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it, only insan and jinnat, la ta'lamuna shay'a, you were born without knowledge, inside was dark. What is the system Allah put into place for you to find the noor of Allah, the light of Allah, to be guided to Allah? Two things Quran tells us. Two noor, two light. وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَا. Allah says, follow the noor. Follow the noor, follow the light. Allah is the noor of the heavens and the earth. How are you going to connect with Allah? How are you going to find Allah? How are you going to fulfill the purpose of this life? How are you going to be spiritually guided? How is that inside which is dark going to be lit up? First noor, Allah says, follow the light. Which light? That was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran. The Quran. This is that gift of Allah revealed upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the tragedy and travesty that is facing you and I today, my respected brothers and sisters, is this cry and lament of our elders. They say, aaj Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message. That connection with the Quran, this is such a Allahu Akbar. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. We heard the brother earlier, the fadail and virtues of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Connection with the Quran. What did my Nabi say? Man qara'a khamim ad-dukhan. Man qara'a khamim ad-dukhan laylat al-jum'ah ghufira lahu. He said there is one surah in the Quran, khamim ad-dukhan, in our Indo-Pak 13 line script of the Quran, in that version, not that version, in that form in which it is printed, 13 line version, it's only four pages. In the 25th juz of the Quran, my Nabi said, on the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night, that ummati of mine who will read this surah, Allah will forgive all his sins. غُفِرَ لَهُ. Such a Quran we were given. Where is the connection? He said, شَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَذَرُ. He said, the worst fitna that will befall my ummah is Dajjal. He said, this is the worst fitna. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought protection from the fitna of Dajjal. You want to understand how frightening a fitna this is? Coronavirus has become a distant memory to many of us. Virus you couldn't see, masjids got empty. Juma Salah, up till today, many areas haven't come back. One virus which you can't see, all the coronavirus of the whole world will fit into one can. And yet our masjids became like graveyards. One test from Allah. Dajjal, you can see him. Those who will be exposed to that fitna will see Dajjal. And what will Dajjal do? According to the hadith, Sahih hadith, he'll bring a dead man to life in front of you. Where it's not raining, he'll cause it to rain. Such a test is coming. My Nabi sought protection from it. He said, this is the worst fitna that will befall my ummah. How many Allah protectors will lose their iman because of the fitna of Dajjal? And yet, such a Quran. My Nabi said, read Surah Kahf. If you can't read the whole thing, at least the opening verses and the last few verses of Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah, and Allah will protect you from the fitna of Dajjal. A pillar of light from here to the arsh of Allah will be given to the one who reads Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah. Where is the connection with the Quran? This is that Allahu Akbar. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu put it very beautifully for us. Today you can go to a doctor, cardiologist. They've got instruments. They'll do an ECG for you. They'll do an angiogram. They'll tell you so many arteries are blocked. You need a stent, or you need urgent bypass surgery, or this is happening, or that is happening. Physical heart, medical science is there, instruments are there. But there is no cardiologist, and there is no medical, scientific, technological advancement that will produce any machinery or any test or any angiogram to tell you that all your arteries are blocked with the love of dunya. That this heart has become soiled in hankering, listening to haram, speaking haram, planning haram. This heart is no more beating with the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This heart externally may be, Allahu Akbar, the sound, I'm afraid to even mention it, but those that were spiritually illuminated, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and what did he say? He said, لو صحت أبدانكم ومرض قلوبكم لكنتم أهون على الله من الجعلان. He said, if you are physically healthy, and your heart is sick, you have less value in the eyes of Allah than the germs and insects that are found in feces. What is it? Why has your value diminished? Because of inside, the sickness of the inside. Sickness of the inside that Quran tells us, قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah says, فَهِيَ أَشَدُّ حِجَارَةً فَهِيَ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً مِنَ الْحِجَارَةً. Allah says, some of your hearts will become harder than stone. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Allah says, this heart has lost the capacity to comprehend, to understand. لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. Quran complains, Allah complains. Allah says, they are not physically blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The heart has become blind. سُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Deaf, dumb, blind, they'll never see, never comprehend, never understand. What is Quran talking about? The sickness of the heart, not physical sickness. إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُرُوبُ تَسْدَى كَمَا يَسْدَعُ الْحَدِيدُ. My Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, such a mercy he was, such an example he gave. He says, you see steel rusts. Steel rusts. It degenerates. In exactly the same way my Nabi said, this heart degenerates. This heart degenerates. So that sometimes outwardly he's healthy, he's living. In the eyes of Allah and his Rasulullah, he's worse than a dead person. Outwardly his heart may be healthy. In the eyes of Allah and his Rasulullah, that heart is sick. It's devoid of noor. It has become harder than a stone. It has rusted. It has degenerated. What is the test? What is the yardstick? Not medical science. They don't have any equipment. We, you and I, were given one yardstick and one test and one solution. My respected brothers and sisters, accept it, don't accept it, understand it, don't understand it. But the yardstick and test is the Quran. The Quran, whether this heart is a living heart or a dead heart, whether this heart is full of noor or it is full of zulmat, the test is the Quran. I am not saying it, Yaqub Taymi rahimahullah, great tabi'i, he says, I entered the haram of Makkah, I saw Usman, who is Usman? Inna li kulli nabiyyin rafiqun fil jannah, anta rafiqi fil jannah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi will have rafiq. Rafiq means a special, close companion. Rafiq comes from the word rifq, which means effusive love and connection. He said, every Nabi will have a special companion in Jannat. Usman, you are my rafiq in Jannat. That kind of maqam, that kind of status. His shahadat occurs when the blood splurges. From the body of Usman, it falls onto the Quran that he was reading. That connection, Allah took his life on the Quran. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tabi'i says, I entered the haram of Makkah. I saw Usman reading Quran in Salah. This curiosity was piqued in my heart. How much Quran would Usman read? So he said, I stood behind him. He said, he started Surah Fatiha. And he did not go into ruku until he reached Surah Nas. The whole Quran in one rakat. The whole Quran in one rakat. And what would Usman radiallahu ta'ala say? Law tahurat kulubukum. Law tahurat kulubukum. Ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. He would say, if your hearts were pure, if it was a living heart, if it was a living heart, if it was a living heart, ما شبعتم من كلام الله عز وجل, you would never get tired of listening to the Quran. إن هذه القلوب تصدع كما يصدع الحديد. Coming back to that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the heart degenerates, it rusts, it becomes hard, like steel degenerates and becomes rusty. Sahaba said, ما جلاؤها, يا رسول الله, what is the cure? How will the heart be softened? How will it be filled with noor? What is the cure? What is the prescription? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran. It is the connection with the Quran. Hearts of zulmat, kufr, not just kufr, Fir'aun of this ummah, giants of kufr, whose day and night was spent in plotting the hurt and the harm and the persecution of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People whose names were synonymous with kufr, they died on kufr. They were the Firauns of this ummah. Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shuraiq, Utba. Yet, at night secretly, they would gather to listen to the tilawat of the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in tahajjud salah. One night they got into a discussion. They said, listen, if the people come to know in the daytime, na'uzu billah, we are saying he is majnoon, he is sayyid, he's like this, he's like that. And you and I are secretly listening to his Quran, we will look like fools. So everyone take an oath. Tomorrow night, we are no more going to do this. Every one of them takes an oath. The next night, such is the magnetic pull of the Quran. Each one thinks to himself, he took an oath, so he won't go. If I go, he won't find out. And all three come back to listen to the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani. تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. There is no music. There is no orchestra. There is no melody of this world that will cause the chords of the heart to reverberate like the capacity Allah has kept in the Quran. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَوْبَهُمْ Quran is Kalamullah. Quran is Kalamullah. It is the quality of Allah. And like my Allah is limitless, the Quran is limitless. Why? Because it is Allah's Kalam. It is limitless. Every letter of the Quran is Bahrullah Sahila Lahu. It's a limitless ocean. It is a tragedy today that this ummah has separated itself from the Quran. Quran is Noor, Quran is Huda, Quran is Shifa, Quran is Majid. Allah's name is Noor, Allah has kept the Quran's name Noor. Allah is Majid, Allah has kept the Quran's name Majid. Such a Quran we were given. And yet, hours and hours, look at our youth, both ears are clogged, listening to haram music. Hours and hours, this ummah, 12, 1 o'clock, in front of that shaitan box, in front of the internet, in front of techno gadgets. Where is the night of the ummah? Where is the connection where Allah says to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا Bring your night alive with the tilawat of the Quran. My Nabi, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours at night on the musalla reciting the Quran. That maza, that ecstasy Allah has kept. Cry tears of blood. Cry tears of blood when we lost our connection with the Quran. وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ أَلَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ And no excuse. This is Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Allah has put a fortress around the Quran. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ There is no easy way to translate this verse. Unfortunately, many of us, we don't have that connection with the Arabic language. But I'm breaking it down, making it simple. إِنَّا إِنَّا is emphasis. What it means in layman's terms, like we say in Urdu, Mano ya no mano ye baat bilkul haq hai. Believe or don't believe, this is the absolute truth. Inna. Inna. Verily we. And then, nahnu, which means we. Inna. Verily we. Nahnu, we. Nazzalna. Not anzalna. Nazzalna. This manner of expression of this verb is stress upon stress. Emphasis upon emphasis. Already there are 5 levels of emphasis in this expression. Inna, nahnu, nazzalna. Again plural. And then not Quran. Al-dhikr with alif lam. Alif lam ma'rifa. In other words, another level of emphasis. Inna, nahnu, nazzalna dhikra. We, without a doubt, we have revealed this Quran. Allah is saying, we have revealed this Quran. This Quran is not tainted by the scientific theories of any scientist. That fool Darwin may tell you, your father and grandfather were naked monkeys running around. They can say whatever they want. What the Quran says is the haq. Theory of life, they can say whatever they want. What is death? What is death? Scientifically, there are 200 theories. Death is this, death is this, death is this, death is this. The fact that there are 200 theories already tells you all are wrong. What is death? My Allah has said, Allahu yatawaffal anfusahina mawtiha. Quran. You want to know what is death? Quran. You want to know what is life? Quran. You want to know what is trade? Quran. You want to know what is commerce? Quran. You want to know what is industry? Quran. You want to know what the purpose of your life in this world is? Quran. You want to know why some people are healthy, some are sick, some are dying young, some are living till old? Quran. What is the object of this life? Quran. What is success? Quran. What is failure? Quran. Go page by page, line by line, through the archives of the so-called educational institutes of this world, thousands of years, and by the qasam of my Allah, answer these basic questions. Go to any university, go to any school, and ask these questions. What is the purpose of my life? What is success? What is failure? Who created me? How will I become successful? What happens when I die? What is death? What is going to happen after that? Why are millions dying around me? What is the psychology of the purpose of life in this world? page by page, line by line, go to any university, you will not find it anywhere else besides the Quran. This is inna nahnu nazzalna dhik. The word nazzalna means this Quran has not been touched and tainted by any human interference. It has nothing to do this with this world. It is the revelation of Allah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. And then it doesn't stop there. Seven levels of emphasis. Wa, again, another level of emphasis. Inna, again emphasis. Lam, again. Hu, again. Inna, nahnu, nazzalna, al-dhikra, wa, inna, lahu, lam, again. Allahu Akbar. 11 or 12 levels of emphasis. And what my Allah says, hafidhun, we will protect this Quran. Prior to World War II, that time the Germans were on the rise. It is scientific, it is historically, authentically recorded. At that time, they were on the rise. So what did they do? They wanted to establish their authority on the world. So they went into some research about revealed manuscripts, about revealed books or revelations. They collected 8 versions of the Bible, compared it and found that there were differences. Contradictions in all 8. At that time, there was no real printing press. Exhaustive research. They collected 40,000 manuscripts of the Quran from throughout the world and compared it dot for dot, line for line. They couldn't find a single variance in 40,000 manuscripts of the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we will protect this Quran. Dajjaloon can come, kadhaboon can come, whoever can come. Allah has sent wattaba'un nur alladhi unzila ma'a. Light yourself up internally. The first light is the Quran. And the second light, qad ja'akum min Allah nur. Allah says, from Allah a nur has come. From Allah a light of guidance has come. Someone may wonder, is Allah referring to the Quran? So Allah clears that up in this verse. Wa kitabum mubin. Allah says, this nur and the Quran have come from Allah. Qad ja'akum min Allah nur wa kitabum mubin. Quran has come. And what is the other nur? What is the other nur? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His very existence, purpose of his ba'sat, of his being sent to humanity. He was a nur, a light of illumination, a light of guidance. However, many of us, the verse which I recited, I emphasized on it. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Many of us have a very, unfortunately, limited understanding of what is the promise Allah is taking in this verse. Allah says, we will protect the Quran. Ask anybody, Hifz Jalsa, normal bayans, what we say, Allah protect every letter, every alphabet, every nukta, every word of the Quran. That is not the only promise of protection. This verse where Allah has emphasized upon emphasis does not only mean the letters and alphabets of the Quran. Allah has taken upon himself to protect the constitution of the Quran, the character of the Quran, the moral code of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran. What is the day of the Quran? What is the night of the Quran? What is the moral compass of the Quran? What is the way of life of the Quran? Quran is limitless. This is Allah's kalam. This is a limitless ocean. Where can you find this ocean? Where is the comprehension of it? May all our lives be sacrificed upon our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when this question was put to her. What was the question? Describe for us the akhlaq and character of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is deen? Deen is ma ja'a bihi an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. Millions of ahadith, the whole Quran, everything, the source was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a limitless ocean, yet she condensed it in three words. Three words she condensed it. She said, kana khuluquhul Quran. Kana khuluquhul Quran. Kana khuluquhul Quran. If you want to know the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the moral compass of the Quran, the constitution of the Quran, the social interaction of the Quran, the financial interaction of the Quran, the character of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the living, walking, talking Quran was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like Allah took upon himself to protect the letters and alphabets of the Quran, Allah took upon himself to protect the day and night and message of the Quran, the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This, understand what a miracle this is. Comprehend what a miracle this is. This is what we call this the age of artificial intelligence. The rat race is on, whether computers will outdo human beings. Quantum physics, they talk about correcting terabytes of information on one tiny metal. Terabytes, trillions upon trillions of information on one tiny metal. They say this is so-called the advanced intellectual age. In this age of artificial intelligence, quantum physics, start from one side of the masjid. What is your age? 30, 40, 50 years, maybe younger? This generation, by what day of the week were you born? What time was it? Where were you? Who was present at your birth? Illa mashallah, including myself, more than 90% of us will have absolutely no idea. In this age of information technology, normally, annals of history, we'll find a lot of attention is given to whom? To tyrants, to rulers, to conquerors. Very little attention is given to an orphan. And that too, born in a desert. Not that too, born in the most backward nation of the time. Yet, miraculously, when it came to this orphan, born 14 centuries ago, every aspect of his existence has been protected and recorded by Allah. The sands of time have not been allowed to erase anything that touched Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If Shariat was protected, if the ahkamat and injunctions of Shariat was protected only, that would have been sufficient. Why? Because he was our guidance, the key to Jannah, the road to Jannah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his sunnah, his way of life. Yet, such was the love, such was the connection between Habib and Mahbub, that even mundane aspects, things that if we didn't know would have made no difference to Shariat, even that Allah did not allow the sands of time to erase. Father's name, Abdullah. Mother's name, Amina. The one who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf. Later on, she became Muslim. Foster mother, Halima. Even these names, ulama say these names are not accidental. Father's name, Abdullah. His inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name, Amina. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife Shifa, the one who assisted in his birth, that personality who came to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. Foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Born in Rabiul Awwal, why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashura Hurum, the sacred months? Ulama say he didn't need a sacred month, his existence gave sacredity to the month. Rabi means what? Spring. What does spring? What is the connotation of spring? After the harshness of winter, what does spring? Spring promises rejuvenation. It promises life. It promises the dead earth is going to come back to life. Rabi'ah, after the harshness of kufr and zulmat, the spring, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rejuvenation is coming. The time also, Allahu Akbar. Every aspect recorded. Christian calendar, 22nd of April, 572. Islamic calendar hadn't started, but it was Amul Fil, the year when Abraha tried to attack Ka'batullah 6 months later. They call it Amul Fil. Time of the birth also recorded, Subah Sadiq. In other words, true dawn, 22nd April in Makkah Mukarramah, true dawn occurs at 4:20, 4:21 in the morning. Time recorded. Number of days in this world, 22,330. Passed away 7th of June, 6:33 on a Monday at the time of Chasht, according to the Christian calendar, 12th of Rabiul Awal, 11th year of Hijrah. According to the Islamic calendar, number of days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Like I said, the time also not accidental. Subah Sadiq. What is Subah Sadiq? Translated, daybreak. What's the connotation of daybreak? Allah brought the sun. Allah brought the moon. Allah brought the stars for external light. For internal light, the light of the heart. The light of the heart, the sun of the heart, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daybreak. What is the connotation? After the long darkness of the night, daybreak promises light, promises illumination. But this illumination is not like the sun. Aisha radiallahu anha, what does she say? Lana shamsun. Walil afaqi shams wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai lianna shamsa samai tatlu'u ba'da fajrin wa shamsuna tatlu'u ba'da isha'i. She says, we have one sun and the horizon has one sun, but our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It's already light. If it didn't rise, it doesn't make any difference. Our sun, the hearts of humanity were steeped in darkness, and our son, our Hadi, our guide, our Mujtaba, our Ahmad, our Muhammad, our Mahi, our Hashir, our Aqib, our Fatih, our Taha, our Abul Qasim, our Yasin, our Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our Shahid, our Mashhud, our Mubashir, our Nadir, our Siraj, our Munir, our Kafatan Linnas, Bashiru wa Nadira, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His light rose. And like the poet puts it, Afalat Shumusul Awwaleen, wa Shamsuna, Abadan ala Ufuqil Ula, La Taghrubu. The suns, sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our sun, our source of light, the physical universe will be destroyed, but this sun will never set. Daybreak, that also, ulama say, Allah revealed his Nabi in Rabiul Awal. Nubuwwat didn't start in Rabiul Awal. Once Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mata wajabat lakan nubuwa ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, when did Allah make you a Nabi? What did Abu Huraira expect? If we research the answer, what it should have been. According to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, there are other riwayats. But according to this riwayat, tahqiqi, in other words, research response should have been 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age I was. It was a Monday night. I was in the cave of Hira. It was the 21st of Ramadan. Jibreel came with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq and Allah made me his Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the response to be. But what was the actual response? He said, Kuntu Nabiyan wa inna Adama munjadilun bayn al-ma'i wa-t-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Allah revealed him in Rabiul Awal. And that also, I am as a precaution mentioning. The riwayat I'm going to mention now is just in support of what I said earlier, that every aspect has been recorded. This riwayat, sanadan, is very weak, but it is prior to Nubuwwat. prior, so it doesn't affect the Shariat. This is just to give us an idea, the extent of detail. Some of the riwayats are very weak. In fact, this particular riwayat, which I'm mentioning, Allama Suyuti rahimahullah says, fihi nakaratun shadida. Very, very weak. He says, in my whole kitab, there is nothing with so much nakarat, but I'm relying on Abu Nu'aym's hilya to mention it. This is just to give us an idea, precautionary I am mentioning it, that Amina, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says 9 months of the pregnancy had passed. She reached that stage where the normal discomfort occurs in this tenor of pregnancy. Fara'it, ka'anna janaha tayrin abyad, masaha ala fu'adi, fadhahaba anni kulla ra'bin, wa kulla waj'in kuntu ajidu. She says, I began experiencing the normal discomfort a woman experiences. She says, I saw a bird with its white wing, it massaged my chest, as a result of which all the discomfort and pain I was experiencing disappeared. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْتُ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنَا. She says, I turned, I saw a bowl of milk. I was thirsty. كُنْتُ أَتْشَى. فَانْتَنَاوَلْتُهَا فَشَرِبْتُهَا. She says, I took it and I started drinking. As I drank the milk, فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي. وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ عَلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ عَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, as I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen and I saw the whole world lit up in front of me. I saw 3 huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, one in the center of Ka'batullah. I became mesmerized by this vision, and the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam miraculously occurred. When the vision was lifted, the birth had already taken place without any discomfort. Shifa bint Asad, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, was a midwife. She attended many births automatically. Shocked. Why? 3 things she noticed. Wulida makhtunan. Other children, circumcision 6 months, 1 year later, whatever. This child was born already circumcised. Makhtur surra. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated. This child was born with the cord already separated. Tahiran tahura. Other children come out with the impurities from the inside. They have to be bathed. This child was born absolutely pure. A fragrance filled the entire room. Just a few seconds passed. According to various riwayat, like I said, sanadan, weak. This child turned over like an adult. Went into sajda. Made sajda like an adult. Remained in sajda for a long time. Then supporting himself with his left hand, raised up his right hand, lifted his shahadat finger. When he lifted his shahadat finger, noor, light came out. As a result of which, Shifa bint Asad says, I saw the palaces of Sham, of Syria, of Basra. What was this? Symbolic? Symbolic of what? That the Nabi of Sajda has come. The Nabi of Sajda has come. Some riwayas, Nurul Yaqeen, etc. It's mentioned, he said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Sajda, Allahu Akbar. And the Nabi who came to raise Allah's name on this earth has come. This is the tragedy. This is the travesty that is facing you and I, my respected brothers and sisters. To a very large extent, our deen has become ritualistic. We have become what we call seasonal Muslims. Rabiul Awwal, 12 days, few lights are lit up, some nazams and naats. What is the message? What was the day? What was the night? Not one person changes his life. Not one person who was away from sunnah comes on to sunnah. He came primarily with what? Salah. When the time of salah would come, Ya Bilal, Aqim, Farihna Biha, Bilal, call out the iqamat, so that my heart can get rahat and peace. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. Allahu Akbar. He said, Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. Like we say in Urdu, aankho ki tandak, coolness of... Unfortunately, a lot of these expressions that are found in Quran and Hadith, because of our distance from the knowledge of deen, this is why it is the cry of our elders, by deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen comes by learning. Take the time out, sit with your family, ta'lim. Establish in every home of the ummah, qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let that noor enter the heart. Let that light enter the homes. Today there is zulmat, darkness. Today in the home, people are losing their iman. Here the kargozaris are what's going on. The connection is no more there. What is this qurratu ayun? Coolness of my eyes. Understand it in a desert context. Allah says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Observe the camel. See the qudrat of Allah. Camel, when there is a sandstorm in the desert, this animal, Allah has designed it. It's called Safinatu Sahara. The ship of the desert. Ship of the desert. In its design. Allahu Akbar. It is said, when a sandstorm blows, what happens? This camel has double eyelids. Double eyelids. So it is protected. The desert dweller, the one who is riding the camel, he hasn't got double eyelids. So what happens? The sand, when it hits the eyes, the burning sensation, you can't bear it. Those who travel in the desert will understand it. So what does the desert person who's riding the camel do? He takes a cloth, he wraps his whole face. And through the cloth, he tries to see. Look for some tree, look for some rock, look for some cave, look for some protection. He'll guide the camel towards that. And finally, when he gets some protection, what is the first thing he does? After he's protected from the elements, the raging sandstorm, removes the cloth. His eyes are burning, burning. Can't bear it. Like somebody takes chilies and puts it in the eyes. What he does, he takes water from his mashkiza, from his leather bag, sprinkles it on his eyes. And then what does the Bedouin say? Al-an qarrat ayni. Al-an qarrat ayni. He says, now my eyes have been cooled. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. Allah has kept the coolness, satisfaction, ecstasy of my eyes in salah. In salah. Few minutes already in sajda. And as he is leaving this world, head lying on the chest of Aisha radiallahu anha, the breath breaking from his body, few seconds are left, and what is on his Mubarak lips? As-salah, 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 as-salah. O ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah, guard your salah, guard your salah. Protect the rights of the disadvantaged. As he is leaving the world, and yet, 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. I love Rasulullah. I'm ready to lay my life down for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the true follower, true lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The proof of that is what? Tomorrow at the time of Fajr, when the azan is called out, that's the test. That is the time. He came with salah, he left with salah. Today we have reduced our deens into rituals. We are going through the motions. This is why the jaan, the life, the ruh, the essence has come out. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a favor from Allah. Such a favor from Allah. What is the right? What is the demand? Ulama say two things. Tasdeeq, from the heart, to believe he is Allah's Nabi. And what is the second demand? Ittiba, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, coming back to this, Amina, Shifa bint Amr, Bota, Alam, they are seeing things they never saw before. Natural maternal instinct. Amina picks the baby up, places it on her lap. All of a sudden, Nazalat Sahabatun, a cloud descends. Faghashiyatu, waghayyabatu, sometimes in thick fog, mist, you can't see. Like that, this cloud covers the body of the child. Faghayyabatu, can't be seen anymore. Then it lifts up and a voice calls out from the unseen. طوفوا به مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ليعرفوا باسمه وناته وسورته. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire kainat, the entire universe, come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the sifat of my Nabi. Let them come to know the attributes of my Nabi. That moment for which the entire universe was holding its breath from its inception. From its inception. Why am I saying inception? Jannat. Jannat. The first nikah of Jannat takes place. The means by which the whole of humanity, procreation will occur. Your and my father and mother, Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, nikah takes place. She has to become halal for him. What is the mehr? What is the dowry? Adam alayhi salam turns to Allah. Oh my Allah, how can she become halal for me? What is the mehr and my and dowry that I must give? At that time, Allah says, in your progeny, there is a Nabi that is going to come. Send salawat upon him. Send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We heard earlier, night of Jumu'ah, barakah and blessings of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamaj durood sharif. Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala who comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kam aj'alu laka min salati. Ya Rasulullah, how much of my dua time should I devote to salawat and durood upon you? Lengthy riwayat, I'm not going into the detail. Each time he suggests, one third, then half. Each time my Nabi says, no problem, but if you do more, it will be better for you. If you do more, it will be better for you. If you do more, it will be better for you. Finally, he says, أَجْعَلُ لَكَ salati kullaha. Ya Rasulullah, all my free time I will spend in salawat upon you. What does my Nabi say? إِذَن, إِذَن, تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَتُغْفَرْ ذَنْبُكْ. Ubay bin Ka'ab is told, if you will do this, all your depressions, all your worries, all your problems that you are facing, Allah will become sufficient for you. وَتُغْفَرْ ذَنْبُكْ, and all your sins Allah will forgive. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam, what does Quran tell us? وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا وَقَرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Every Nabi of Allah throughout the ages was told of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the whole universe was waiting. Every Nabi, a Nabi is coming, a Nabi is coming, a Nabi is coming. And every Nabi was told, commanded by Allah, that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zuhur takes place in your nubuwwat, what is Allah's command that is directed to you? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ إِصْرِي. Allah took a covenant and an oath from every Nabi that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come during his nubuwwat, he will bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one had to take an oath and a covenant, and today, his ummah, who are we following? What has become our direction? Who are we emulating? Every Nabi of Allah, my Nabi said, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى حَيَّيْنَ لَمَا وَسِعْتُمُهُمَا إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي. Even Musa and Isa alayhi salam, if they were alive today, they also will not enter Jannat unless they follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تُوفُوا بِهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضُ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. Let the east and let the west and let the entire kainat come to know, whether it's the space age, whether it's the rocket age, whether it's the camel age, whether mankind advanced financially, technologically, scientifically, whether they walk on the moon or Mars, whoever, wherever, whenever, like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like redness can never be separated from a rose, in the same way, the dignity, honor, protection, help, succor, comfort, success of dunya, qabr, and akhirat can never ever be separated from the mubarak way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This reality, this is Rabiul Awwal, not a monthly thing. Every second of our life, if we'll, Allahu Akbar, what was his ihsan? He introduced us to Allah. He showed us the road to Allah. He showed us the road to Jannah. This is that Nabi. Like I said, I digress. Throughout the ages, no time to go into details. I'm going to condense my message in just a few more minutes. Allahu Akbar. One such riwayat. Sha'ya alayhi salam. Sha'ya alayhi salam. Abu Nu'aym mentions in his Hilya, this was a Nabi of the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala is informing him of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says to him, Qum, فَإِنِّي سَأُطْلِقُ لِسَانَكَ بِوَحْيٍ. O Shaya, stand up. I am going to send a revelation for you. Why? Ya Sama, Isma'i. Waya Ard, Ansiti, stands up. Oh, the sky becomes, oh, the sky listen. Oh, the earth becomes silent. In Allah, you read, An yudabbira amran, wa yaqdiya sha'nan. Yuridu an yunafidahu, wa yurid an yuhawwila al-reefa ila al-fala. والآجام في الغيطان والأنهار في الصحراء والملك في الرعاء ويريد أن يبعث أميا من الأميين لو يمر على جنب السراج لم يطفئه من سكينته ولو يمشي على القصب اليابس لم يسمع من تحت قدميه ليس بفظ ولا غليظ ولا سخاب في الأسفل في الأسواق لا يقول الخنا أفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا سما وقلوبا غلفا أسدده لكل أمر جبيل أهب له كل خلق كريم أجعل السكينة لباسه والبر شعاره والتقوى ضميره والحق منطقه والهدي ملته والإسلام ملته وأحمد اسمه أفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا سما وقلوبا غلفا أستنقذ به فئاما من الناس عظيما من الهلكة أعرف به بعد الجهالة أكثر به بعد القلة أغني به بعد العيلة أكثر به بعد القلة أستنقذ به فئاما من الناس الله أكبر. Time is limited, but to this extent Nabi upon Nabi was given the sifat and attributes and description of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just a few aspects I'm going to mention. I'm not going to take too much of time. Allah says, I am going to send a Nabi of such humility that if he had to walk on a lantern, the light would not be put out. His step on this earth will be so soft that if he had to walk on dry grass, you would not hear the crackling of the grass underneath his feet. His maqam, that mankind that has become blind will be given sight through him. Those who are deaf will be given hearing through him. Those who have lost comprehension will be given comprehension through him. We will guide him through everything that is beautiful. We will inspire him with the best of character. We will clothe him with dignity and honor. We will bring the truth on his speech. His way of life will be Shariat. He will come with the absolute truth. His name will be Ahmad. Through him, we will turn the desert into a garden. We will make the shepherds wealthy. Those that have been downtrodden, we will raise them up. We will unite the hearts of humanity. We will open up the doors of guidance on him. Virtue upon virtue upon virtue. Like I said, it's a lengthy riwayat. One aspect. Not going to take just more than 10 minutes of your time. One aspect. Such attributes. Thousands of years before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what does Allah ta'ala say to Shaya alayhi salam? La yaqulul khina. I am going to send such a Nabi in his entire life. He will not utter one word that will break the heart of any person. La yaqulul khina. Saying I am Ashik a Rasul is very easy. Analyze. What kind of ambassadors of Islam are you and I today? As a husband, who can say that I am following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? As a wife, as an employer, as an ambassador, as someone who is working, whoever you come into contact with, my Nabi in his entire life, la yaqulul khina, the greatest of Allah's creation, yet, he will never utter a single word to hurt the heart of any person. You want to understand how valuable this is? Allahu Akbar. One incident to give us an idea. Today our comprehension of what is deen unfortunately is not there. One incident in Uhud, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes out his sword and he says, who will take the sword of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All the Sahaba stand up. Then my Nabi adds something. He says, who will use my sword to its haqq? All of them sit down. Three remain standing. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abu Dujana. Simak bin Kharshana was his actual name radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't give the sword to Umar. He doesn't give it to Zubair bin Awam. He gives it to Abu Dujana. Moment Abu Dujana takes the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا الَّذِي عَاهَدَنِي خَلِيلِي وَنَحْنُ بِالسَّفْحِ لَدَى النَّخِيلِ أَلَّا أَقُومَ الدَّهْرَ فِي الْكَيُولِ وَأَضْرِبُ بِسَيْفِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. He raises the sword and he says, I will fulfill the haqq of the sword of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zubair bin Awam was very hurt. He was related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why was Abu Dujana given? I was not given. So he was watching very closely the movement of Abu Dujana. I'm cutting it short. Cuts through the swathes of the enemy. At the back are the women of the Quraysh. In those days, like nowadays, mashallah, in these sports and frivolous activities, they have these mascots or belly dancers to make everybody jump up and down, dancing. So like that, this is a practice of ignorance. They used to bring their women to the battlefield. And these women, they used to sing songs. نَحْنُ بَنَاتُ طَارِقِي نَمْشِي عَلَى النَّمَارِقِي الْمِسْكُ فِي مَفَارِقِي وَالدُّرُّ فِي الْمَخَانِقِي إِن تُقْبِلُوا نُعَانِقِي أَوْ تُدْبِرُوا نُفَارِقِي فِرَاقَ غَيْرُ غَامِقِي. We are the daughters of the stars. We are strutting our feathers like peacocks. We have musk in our hair and we have pearls hanging, glittering from us. If you will go ahead, we will embrace you. If you will retreat, we will separate ourselves from you. This is how they would try to encourage the warriors. So these women of the kuffar, they were right at the back. Abu Dujana cut through the entire swathes of the enemy till he brought his sword right till the head of Hinda. Who is Hinda? The one who chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu. Later on, she accepted Islam. The sword was brought right up to the head, then he removed it. Zubair bin Awam said to him, Abu Dujana, why? What happened? He said, I promised my Nabi that I would fulfill the haqq of the sword. The sword of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be used to harm innocent women or children. Abu Dujana, Badri Sahabi, Badri Sahabi. What is Badr? La'allallaha ta'ala. اطلع على اهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم اني غفرت لكم. Allah looked at the Sahaba who took part in Badr and Allah said, from now till you die, do whatever you want. Jannat is wajib for you. Do whatever you want. Jannat is wajib. That maqam, 313 in Badr. But ulama have written, historians have written, every expedition, Badr, Uhud, Hunain, right up till the end, only about 212 Sahaba were given this honor that they took part in every expedition. One of them was Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala. Hunain, Allah, Allahu Akbar. Bayatul Ridwan, Hudaybiyah, Quran comes down. Laqad radiyallahu anil mu'mineen. Oh my Nabi, Allah has set in stone that He is happy with every one of your Sahaba of Hudaybiyah. Badr, Uhud, Hudaybiyah, Fateh Makkah, every possible accolade, Abu Dujana, Abu Dujana, Abu Dujana. Yet, we want to understand the value of akhlaq and character, the value of the character, the magnetic effect of the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand it in this context. Abu Dujana says, Inna arja amali indi. Allahu Akbar. He said, tomorrow on the day of judgment, if Allah asks me that, oh Abu Dujana, what have you brought? On what basis should I give you Jannat? On what basis should I make your maghfirat? What have you brought? What it should have been? Ya Allah, I was in Badr. I was in Uhud. I was in Hudaybiyah. I was in Hunain. I was in Fateh Makkah. Every one of those things you could have said. Yet, they took deen from the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabiul Awwal Kehna. Saying Rabiul Awwal, singing Nazams and Naats is easy. Saying that I am Ashik e Rasool is easy. Take this message. As a father, as a husband, as an employer, as an ummati, as one who's coming into contact with people, take this message. Inna arja amali indi Abu Dujana. They learn deen from the feet of the master. He says, tomorrow on the day of judgment, if Allah asks me, oh Abu Dujana, what have you brought today? Not Badr, not Uhud, not Hudaybiyah, nothing. What will he say? He will say, ma adaytu ahadan bilisani. That, oh Allah, in my entire life after accepting Islam, I never hurt a single person with my tongue. Ma adaytu ahadan bilisani wa laysa fi qalbi ghill ahad. And anyone progresses, anyone is blessed, I have absolutely no rancor or malice in my heart for anyone. Today we have become a cancerous ummah. We have become a fractured ummah. Look at social media. Look at our conduct. This one is like this. That one is like that. Hitting out, spreading malicious rumors, hurting the feelings. Understand. This utterance of the tongue, this is a poison. This is a poison, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, a man will reach the door of Jannah and he will say something. Inference, break the heart of someone. Laysa, he won't even think about it. Yet, Allah will write down his anger for that person right up till Qiyamah. مَا ذَيْتُ أَحَدًا لَا يَقُولُ الْخِنَا لَا يَقُولُ الْخِنَا. The riwayat of Shaya alayhi salam. Nevertheless, to complete that riwayat I was mentioning, the voice calls out, tufu bihi mashariq al ard wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let them know that the system of light for the hearts of humanity, the key to Jannah, the passport to Jannah, wherever, whoever, however, is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa atuhu khuluqa adam wa marifata sheeth wa shuja'ata nuh wa khullata ibrahim wa istislama ismail وفصاحة صالح وحكمة لوط ورضا إسحاق وبشرى يعقوب وشدة موسى وجهاد يوشع وحب دانيال ووقار يونس وطاعة إلياس والصبر أيوب ولحن داود وعصمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahmiya alayhi salam. وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Like you put a cloth in dye till the color catches. وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. What was special, unique characteristic of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam collectively was placed in the zat and personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective manifestation of every special attribute to perfection of all the Anbiya was placed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was a baby of just a few hours old, for the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity, he rose in honor. What haq and right can you and I ever do to the Naat Khani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The praises of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Quran, my Allah, in the Quran does not get tired of praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna a'tayna kal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar, wal duha, wal layli idha saja, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, walal akhiratu khayrun laka minal ula, wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda, fala uqsimu bima tubsirun, wa ma la tubsirun, innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem, wa ma huwa biqawli sha'ir, qaleelan ma tu'minun, wala biqawli kahin, qaleelan لما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. العالمين تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. What justice can you and I ever do to his Nadkhani when the Quran does not get tired? Such a Nabi, such a Nabi. Understand, my respected brothers and sisters, time has run out. Any country of the world you want to go to, you need a passport. You need a passport, but passport is not sufficient. Passport is not sufficient. You need visa also. You need visa also. Passport to Jannat is la ilaha illallah. Passport to Jannat is la ilaha illallah. What is visa? What is the visa to Jannat? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No stone was left unturned. On this I will terminate. One day our mother, what does she say? Aisha radiallahu anha, ra'aytu tiba nafsihi. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a good mood. So I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. She says, my Nabi raised his hand. Allahumma ghfir li Aisha. Ma تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر وما أسرت وما أعلنت. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha the sins of the past, the sins of the future, the sins she has committed openly, the sins she has committed secretly. Aisha rolls on the ground with happiness. Aisha, أكان يسرك دعائي. Aisha, are you so happy, so elated? كيف لا? She says, Ya Rasulullah, how can I not become? How can I not become elated? You made dua for me. He says, Aisha, inna hadha ladawati li ummati ba'da kulli salah. Aisha, I made this dua once for you on your request. After every salah, I make this dua for my ummat. I make this dua for my ummat. Finished himself. Finished himself. A day is coming. The true adherents, the true followers, sahaba, they understood. They kept alive his legacy. They will be coming in Allah's court. Someone with his nose cut off. Someone with his ears cut off. Someone with his chest ripped open. Lawnuhu lawnu dam. Warihuhu rihu mis. The color will be blood. The fragrance will be musk. And each one will be saying, Fika wa fi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, for your sake and the sake of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this age of zulmat, in this age of darkness, in this age when the janaza of his sunnats are coming out of the home. In this age where husband wants to divorce his wife. Why? Because my wife went into parda. Wife wants to divorce husband because he's keeping a beard, practicing on sunnah. To in this age when the very essence of his way of life has become a source of mockery. In this age where humanity in billions is going towards Jahannam. Prepare some excuse of legacy of muhabbat and love and allegiance for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what this call by take out time, go in the path of Allah. This call of Dawat and Tabligh is not a numbers game. It's not an organization. All it is, turn the clock back 14 centuries so that you and I learn what the true devotion and ghulami and slavery of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Because, and on this I will terminate, I am not saying it, Quran is saying it. My Allah has said it. Your love and devotion for Allah can never ever be accepted or true unless fattabi'uni, you meet Allah on the road of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That like Allah is one, his Nabi is one. And like Allah loves one way only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not a monthly thing, it's not an annual thing, it's not a seasonal thing. Every second of our lives have to be devoted to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي سودان وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم افتح عليهم اللهم احفظ اللهم احفظ اللهم احفظ أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم إنهم جياع فأطعمهم إنهم عراة فاكسهم إنهم حفاة فاحملهم يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلينا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرضا اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرضا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واستعملنا على سنته واجعلنا مع رفقائه من حزبه يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين